Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. People gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is the 12th day of June, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and it's great to have you here with me today. We've got a great interview coming up tomorrow, but today we're just going to talk a little bit about some of the events that we've been monitoring. Lots of stuff happening out there for everybody, and got lots of things in the fire. We've been putting a lot of irons in the fire, Eric and I, and I'm going to be trying to ratchet up some of these interview processes here. I had a phone call today. This is going to make all of you just laugh. I invited him to come on the show. Now this is Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. She says I'm an anti-Semite. I don't think that's true. She said I sound like one anyway. It was a very bizarre phone call because I asked her, I said I'm trying to investigate AIPAC and ADL. And she said, well, what have they done? I said, excuse me, your site says you're reporting on the hidden history of Zionism. And she said, yes, we are. And I said, well, and you don't have anything about AIPAC in it? Or our Congress being bought and paid for? No. And I said, well, do you have anything in there about the Southern Poverty Law Center? Well, no. What's wrong with them? I said, oh, my goodness. How about, do you have any information on, let's talk about any, Mr. Abramoff? Well, shit, what about Abramoff? I said, well, that he was giving free cruises to Muhammad Atta, and how about the dancing Israelis at 9/11? And, oh, I don't have the same take on anything that you have, she says. I said, oh, really? So then she says that that Mr. Schoenman would love to talk, debate with me on the radio. I'm hoping that she means what she said. I mean, I didn't speak to him. But let's see how courageous Mr. Schoenman is, because he's going to have to defend the indefensible. And he would have to be quite a magician to defend that. But that being said, why is this guy important? Well, when you read about what he believes, it's Zionism light. No, that's not even the right word for it. It's cover-up. Zionism cover-up. And he happens to be the main speaker over at the Chicago conference of none other than Alex Jones. Yeah. Alex Jones is promoting people who say AIPAC is nothing wrong with them. Oh, boy. And, you know, so what do we do about that, right? So, nothing to do about it. In fact, I just hope that he's able to come on the radio because I will not blindside him. I wouldn't do that to anybody. I'll let him have his peace, and we'll hit him with facts. Facts, facts, more facts. She says she never heard of Benjamin Friedman. So So when I sent it to the website and asked her to download it, she said she couldn't open it. It wouldn't open for her. Okay. So I guess she conveniently can't listen to Ben Friedman, so she can't answer any questions about Mr. Friedman's work and about the things that he says. And remember, guys, this is one of Alex's keynote speakers. Yep. So any surprises there? Not for us. Maybe for Alex Jones listeners, but not for us. Yeah. Anyway, we've been doing a lot of stuff over the weekend, talking to a lot of people, and we're trying to put together some interviews, like I said at the opening of the show. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about that Da Vinci Code, and that's important to the Christians out there in the audience, especially the non-Zionist Christians out in the audience, or the Zionist Christians who are for the first time starting to wrap their thinking around the possibility that the state of Israel is a criminal enterprise, and it has nothing to do with their God's plan for them. And this is an awakening for many of them, and it is happening. It's starting to show that the Christian community cannot sustain the lie. Now, there are going to be people out there who will never understand the truth. You know, when I was reading about this guy, Pat Robertson, he's worth $135 million, ladies and gentlemen. He's got best friends with some of the worst and most murderous dictators on earth. He's a liar. He says he can leg press 2,000 pounds. Olympians cannot do that. So I'm assuming this man has stronger legs than people in the Olympics. Yep. I buy that one, okay. And yet he still has hundreds of thousands of people following him. How do you square that circle? Can't do it. I don't understand it. Are we talking about a group of Americans that are so lost and so completely out of touch with reality that they would actually think that somebody like Pat Robertson could leg press 2,000 pounds? That's a ton, guys. Oh boy. And why does he have the who's who list of dictators from around the world as friends, and why has he obfuscated $135 million in his pocket? What, did he get that because he knows how to comb his hair, or because he's a very good liar who got a very good promotion from a lot of help from the Zionists themselves because he's a Christian Zionist? And his job is to corral unsuspecting Christians into his web of lies. And we've got the same coming out of this guy, John Hagee. Same thing. You know, one would expect that people would have more on the ball than to follow these nincompoops. But, you know, I guess it's just a repeat of Tammy Faye and whatever else, and Jimmy Swaggart. I've sinned. I mean, this guy was just a dirtbag who got caught. And the only regret that he felt was that he was caught doing what he was doing. Not that he... Same thing with Tammy Faye Baker and the rest of those crooks. I mean, come on. You know, and we owe ourselves more than that as human beings. If this is how high we're placing the bar, ladies and gentlemen, boy, we are in real, real trouble. And, you know, if our religious leaders are going to be of this ilk, boy, are we in a mess. Anyway, some of the other stuff, you know, the news items. I mean, this little respite in the fall, in the demise of the dollar. You're going to see an acceleration in it in the next couple of weeks, but it's getting a respite right now. And so is gold, taking its technical change here. It's falling on technicals. It will reemerge. But what we've discovered over time is that central banks have been loaning out the gold and then not receiving it back, never getting it back, and then counting that they've got that in the bank already. In other words, and then they sell the gold. So they sell gold, they loan it out, and then they count it twice. That's been happening since 1994. There is evidence of what I'm talking about on the website. It is a lawsuit that's been filed with mountains of evidence to show that the entire gold market within the government's control has been a fraud. Now, what in the world is the Federal Reserve and the Bank of International Settlement doing with American gold from our treasury? Selling it in carry trade and the rest of it, and selling gold out in leasing agreements that never get returned. And, of course, what people believe now is that our treasury actually only possesses about half of what it declares, and that with that money they use it to keep the price down whenever they need to. They issue more gold paper, not gold bullion, gold paper. And the gold bullion in Fort Knox and other places in America has been reduced by half. And yet they still place it on their balance sheet as all there. Yeah. So, nightmarish, huh? Well, you know, when you look beneath the surface of what these folks have done and what they're planning on doing, see, they've been pumping up this fiat currency to unsustainable levels around the world, including in Japan and Europe and America. And at some point, not too far in the distant future here, we're going to see an implosion of the fiat system. And probably they're going to come riding in on their white horse slash criminal horse and say, we've got a solution for you, gold. And guess who owns all the gold? We do. So we're going to set up a single bank for the entire world, which is one of the goals that they have, you know. And as I told you before, as goes our financial system, so too goes our country. You know, when you lose control of your money system, you lose control of your nation. And that is a fact. It's something that we were warned about by our founders, and it's something we're suffering through now because we did not heed those warnings. So all I can tell you, guys, is that, you know, get some of that physical gold for yourself while it's at a low price, because the price it is right now, around $600, it's going to go down probably to $575, which is a very big support level. And in a bizarre case, it may go lower, but I don't think that that's even possible, nor do many of the experts. It can go down to $540, actually. I don't think that'll happen. $575 looks about the bottom for this particular round. And it seems to me that that's going to be a very good price going forward. You'll notice that some people are calling for a $5,000 an ounce gold price. Now, how would you manage that kind of price? Well, if you actually average in all of the monies of the world into gold, you would find that it would require $5,000 or more dollars for every ounce. I think it's even more than that. Maybe one of my listeners here can give me the details exactly on that. I'm sure one of you know. But, we're going to have to see. Yeah. Either that or $5,000 just simply won't be what it used to be, which is also a very reasonable possibility here, looking out into the future. But some of the other stuff happening here, you know, I scan the news every day. Some of it is nonsense, and others of it is are actually worth sharing with you. And that's one of the things that Eric and I are trying to do now. We're trying to be that primary site for information that is going to help you become better educated about who's doing this to us, how they've done it, and how you can survive what they've done. And lastly, how you can fight back. Fighting back is the big thing here. Fighting back is the goal. We don't do this because we just feel like informing you. There is a goal here. We don't want these people in charge of our lives. If you can say that about yourself, that it's not what you want here, then you're in league with us. And we certainly don't want to do it in league with people who think that their race is better than someone else's. I don't want those people around me. You know what? We're all part of the same family here, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're running around trying to toot the horn of this white is right kind of stuff, that's part of their game as well. That's there to divide us, ladies and gentlemen. That's there to destroy cohesion among the people. And they whip terrible poverty on pockets of human beings across the world. And I've seen terrible poverty in every racial makeup, whether it be Asian, Indian, American Indian, white. You know, you can go down to a place called Meadowbrook in Riverside County, and where Jerry Springer gets all his guests from, and you'll see some of the most awful conditions that white people are living in than you could even imagine. Drug addiction, thievery, gunshots, crime, mess, a mess beyond anything I can even explain to you. And then, you know, what is white? Is it Spanish white? Is it German white? Is it Swedish white? Is it Russian? Whose white is right? See, don't you see the nonsense in that? Foolishness in the extreme. Anyway, so we don't go there. I mean, if you're on this site with us, and that's your take on the world, I ask you to re-examine it. And if you can't, we don't want you. We don't. If that's going to be your take on things, we don't need you. We just as soon lose the people that have that take on things, and we'll take our chances without you. In fact, I think we'll do much better without you. In fact, it's a pretty no-brainer equation here. And then we've got this more murder and mayhem coming out of the Israeli government, and they've got this guy Olmert over here trying to lie to Europe. He's doing his rounds in Britain right now. Just a cretinous man, this guy. He was involved in embezzlement and thievery in league with Sharon's party over there in Israel. And this guy's a convicted crook. He's just one of the Netanyahu yahoos with the rest of these cretins over there. And of course, he's doing the rounds. Why anybody would invite such a hemorrhoidal human being to their country is anybody's guess. He should be arrested as soon as he steps off the plane. But such is the state of our world that he is not. People like him can actually walk around and get treated with special treatment, which is astonishing to me. While we're over there murdering innocent civilians in their name. Jeez, what's wrong with us? Other things happening. Military starting to wake up to these truths. Some of the emails I've got over time here with my audio files have made it into the ears of some military, and we're making some inroads over there as well. You know, the truth is a mighty sword, as I've told you, and we're fighting it, ladies and gentlemen. We're putting it out there. So don't you lose heart here. We've got some guests coming up. We've got a great interview tomorrow, and we'll have I got one already lined up for next Monday, and I got one probably later in the week here. And they're all going to be involved in moving the ball forward, which is really what we want to do here. They're not going to be, just an interview for the sake of having one, but rather something that's going to be educational as well as informative and hopefully inspiring. So until that interview takes place, I want you all to be well and take care. Bye-bye.